Hey, everybody. This is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, this is going to be a behind-the-scenes one.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
We've had this topic on the docket, talking about the podcast, especially about kind of like we've done now over 400 episodes. And I think that we both love, you know, each other. We love the podcast. Yeah. We've kind of tremendous, I think, impact, even trying to be humble. Lots and lots and lots of people over the years have given us the feedback loop needed that this is something that provides a lot of value to people. But we also are, you know, helpless self-improvers and people that try to grow. And so I think we've been thinking about, okay, what's next for the podcast? And we've been thinking a little bit about the brand and positioning of the podcast and kind of what is going to be the next stage. Are we still happy with both the name, the Startup Chat, and are we happy with kind of the positioning that we have, which is, you know, two experienced entrepreneurs just talking shop, and kind of the intro that we have. We don't even have an outro, I think. Just the intro that we have that's basically like a bit of a funky music, and then the two of us that are just like, hey, we just want to talk startups, talk entrepreneurship with no bullshit, right? And just have the best business podcast. All that, like our positioning, our name, the way we intro, everything really happened 400 episodes ago in episode number one, which was, you know, basically, we had the idea, should we do a podcast? And then we started recording, and we recorded like a 20 or 30 minute episode where we kind of figure things out really quickly. Okay, how long should this be? What should it be about? How would you structure it? What's the name? And then boom. And we never looked back. And so we thought 4 years into this, maybe we should take a few minutes and kind of check in and see, are we still happy? Do we need to adjust or improve or change something about it?
Yeah. I think all great questions that we currently don't necessarily know the definitive answers to. So let's go at it. So I think, you know, we did this. I actually had a domain.
That's true.
Startupchat.com. Actually, is it the Startup Chat or is it? Yeah, it's the Startupchat.com. I always forget. And we have the Twitter handle, the Startup Chat and Startup Chat, but we use Startup Chat on Twitter, but don't tweet much because someone would have to do that, right? And I think another thing about this is that you and I just spend our time focusing on the content by getting on and talking about things that we feel are interesting in the world or interesting to us or that we think people will get some value from. And we hope people get value. And apparently some people do get value because we're still here 400 and something for over 410 episodes later. So what do we think about the name?
Yeah, I think that I thought about the name on and off. And on the one hand, I like it. I mean, now it's kind of an established thing and it's a little bit of a brand in and of itself. And it does describe accurately what's happening on these episodes. You know, we talk, we chat about startups, but we don't really, I think we don't really talk about like other startups, right? We talk about what it means to be an entrepreneur, what it means to work at a startup. We do, I think, we are very tactical and practical, but we can also be very philosophical. I think a lot of the episodes have to do with kind of the internal work that's going on in life and in startups and entrepreneurship. So I could see some people, if you've never heard of us or the podcast before, I could see people interpreting it as, oh, they're going to be talking about startups out there, right? They're chatting about kind of the latest startups.
That's
so
true.
So that could be misleading, although it could also be accurate. At times, I've always felt like we're doing more than just chatting about startups, so maybe it should be a bit broader. And I noticed that, you know, a lot of times some people will refer to it as the Startup Chat, but a bunch of people will refer to it as like, I listen to Stelly and Heaton's podcast, right? Yep. So they won't even say the name. They're just going to say, oh, you should listen to Stelly and Heaton's podcast or Heaton and Stelly's podcast. I don't know. The name, I think, has been a question mark for me. At times, I'm like, it's cool. And at times, I'm like, maybe something else would be better. I'm undecided.
Yeah. And for me, I don't think about it a lot. I haven't thought about it until you brought it up. The way I think about this, though, is like, it's really about the startup mentality and how people like should have a sort of startup mentality. And so, you know, as we think about this show and what we talk about, I think a lot of it is we're talking about the startup mentality. We're not talking about startups.
That's
we're talking about startup mentality. And that applies to people working at a big company, people working in a startup, founders, executives. I think it applies to anybody. And the reason this makes sense is maybe 400 episodes ago, it was about a startup or startups and people who were kind of working in a startup or doing their own startup. I think now this whole idea of the startup mentality has kind of permeated far and wide. I mean, there's Eric Ries's book, The Startup Way,
right,
which is really targeted at enterprise companies, but it's called The Startup Way. And it's not called Lean Startup anymore, anything like that. It's literally The Startup Way. So it's pretty much like, this is how startups are. And I feel like this is even before you came up with the name, right? We were doing this. And a lot of the stuff we talk about is applicable. A ton of it is applicable to any individual anywhere.
Right.
Any age, as long as you're post probably high school, right? And once you're in college, the stuff starts making sense to you because you got to figure your life out, right? That's been my take, which is this is really about startups, or this is not about startups, like, oh, a company. This is about how to think a certain way or how to be a certain way or how to just improve all the time the way a startup always needs to with the limited amount of resources you have.
Yeah, I think it's a lot about like how to think like a startup, how to approach things like a startup, like an entrepreneur. And a lot of it has to, like, we have talked a lot of tactics, but we've talked even more like external tactics, but we've talked a lot more fundamental internal thought processes, the way to think, the way to act, the way to communicate. And these things are very universal and really doesn't matter the industry, the job position, or the context within you work. Like, you could use most of the episodes. And this is feedback we've gotten consistently from people. A lot of people have told us, it doesn't even matter. Like, my wife is listening to you guys and she doesn't even work in a startup. Like, yep. She's still getting a lot of out of it, right? Or my friend is listening to, we had a lot of people directly say, oh, I work at a big ad agency, but I still love the podcast, right? And get a lot out of it. And it has really nothing just to do with, like, if you want to start a startup. You know, one thing that we discussed is like, maybe this is a positioning thing, because changing the name, everything is always on the docket, but I think the changing the name always seemed like a ton of work.
Yep.
So maybe a kind of a step towards the right direction is to think about like, what's even the tagline, right? I mean, today our tagline as a positioning is unfiltered insights and actionable advice straight from the trenches of startup and business life.
Right.
Which sounds doesn't sound like us, to be honest. It's not a bad tagline, but it doesn't necessarily
It's a little dry.
It doesn't sound like us, for sure. So, okay, so the current positioning for people who don't know the podcast that read the subtitle is, this is unfiltered insights, actionable advice from two people that are running startups.
Yep.
All right. It seems like it's a bit dry and we're not happy with it. What would be a more accurate kind of description or summary of what the podcast is about?
Well, usually you'd ask your audience, right? But yeah. So how do we ask our audience, Telly?
I don't know. You're the king of surveys. I mean, obviously we're thinking about this. So if you've been it doesn't matter if you've been a long-time listener or this is the first episode you've ever listened to. Send us an email. We always like to hear from you directly. You can email us at stelly@close.com or hnshaw@gmail.com. Or if it's easier for you and you're on Twitter right now as you're listening to this podcast, you can tweet at us, right? At Stelly or at hnshaw.
Yep.
And just let us know. Love the name, hate the name. Here's a better name. Here's the way I would summarize in my own words how would describe your podcast to somebody else. And we might throw out a Twitter survey in between times to get more feedback. But I think we talked about this earlier already. Like this, I think the podcast is a lot more about exploring how to think like a startup, exploring the startup mentality than
it's think like a startup. And then defining that a little bit is how I think about it, at least if I were to put a tagline on it. It's like, No matter who you are, you can think like a startup. No matter who you are and what you do, you can think like a startup.
So if we look at that, that I think broadens the audience, which has happened organically already, to the degree where we're saying you don't have to be starting a startup to get value out of this, which I think is important.
Right.
But would that then mean that we might want to take a look at the name as well? Or is that just still too much work? Like, should it be instead of the startup chat, the startup way? Or the maybe the startup way is Eric Ries's book.
It's book. Yeah, he has it.
All right. I don't know. Or the startup mentality or something along those lines.
Yeah, for me, I hate rebranding things. So I'm always going to try to push for, hey, let's not rebrand it. The reason I hate rebranding things is because we've built up so much brand equity around the name already. There's all these podcast episodes that have that name on them. Mm. We say it every time on every podcast episode. And so I would say that if there's a really good reason, yeah, we should do it. Otherwise, we should keep the name and really focus on the positioning so that it's more accurate and resonates with us and the audience a lot more.
What do you think about, I mean, this is like as unfiltered as it can be. We haven't really talked about this too much before. So you see us live kind of just contemplating things in real time. And this is an important one, like the effort and time and energy it takes to rebrand the whole thing. And the return on that investment is probably super disproportionate, so it doesn't make sense. Rather, like use a different tagline, maybe a different intro and outro. Let me ask a good amount of people that start listening to the podcast, probably start listening to it because they know you or they know me, right? And they want to listen to us a bit more. They're interested in that. Do you think it still makes sense? Like today, a big part of the brand is that the podcast has our two mugs, you know, on the cover of it. Do you think that it makes sense to move past that or change that at all? Or do you think that's still probably a really good idea? Because it is the two of us that talk. And if you're not interested in the two of us, you don't want to listen to the two of us.
Yeah,
you probably shouldn't subscribe to the podcast in the first place.
I think so. I think the two of us still make sense. And the reason is because we're the ones talking and it's what we want to talk about. It's not what some guest wants to talk about or anything like that. We're not really interviewing anybody. So I do think it makes sense. There are now actually a lot more podcasts that have faces on them.
Yeah.
I really believe we were one of the first to put two people. And now there's a lot more that have two people, you know, and they're just talking about things. So, I mean, we could change it if there's a way to make it more relevant in terms of what we want it to be about and what we want people to come in and sort of make it more relatable. But I think people like other people. So seeing our faces and knowing that we're part of it is probably still a big deal. But that would be my take.
Yeah. The other thing that I was thinking about, I mean, there's at least five podcasts that I know that started after us that kind of use a very similar, down to the name, the look, the whole thing, which is cool, right? I mean, we got inspired by other people as well. And so it's always cool to see people be inspired by what we do. The other thing that we've done very differently, and let's check in on that as well, is that we think from the get-go, we decided we don't want to have guests, right? And the reason we didn't want to have guests, I mean, it was a multitude of reasons. Number one, we didn't want to be like every other podcast. Number two, we wanted to talk to each other. Like, quite honestly, we're just more interested in talking to each other than talking to somebody else and kind of differentiate ourselves from the pack. It's like there's so many great podcasts that do a good job interviewing people. How much of a better job can we do interview the same person? How much effort would it take us to do that? How much longer would these episodes be? Would completely change the format where today we can have these super quick 10-minute episodes in most cases, 10, 15-minute episodes and really go deep on one very focused topic and kind of unpack, explore, and share some of our tactics, wisdom, and experiences with people. But we've also, I think in real life, one thing that we've noticed is that one thing that we both enjoy doing and people get a lot of value from is giving people feedback on their pitches, on their ideas, on their struggles, on their website. I think one of the first things we ever done together on stage was where you had a website teardown session on stage. And at that event, at the conference, was the first time that we really hung out for a whole day and became really fast friends. And you invited me on stage and you're like, we should do this together. It's just more fun if we do it together. And
That's
then
right.
we did it together and people loved it and we enjoyed it. So we know, haven't done this on the podcast. We've done this a long time ago, I think. But giving real founders and real people out there feedback, not kind of the famous founders that everybody wants to interview, but giving people in the trenches that are starting out feedback on their website, on their emails, on their landing pages, on their ideas, on their elevator pitch. That's something that we've always enjoyed, and we find that we kind of complement each other really beautifully in the type of feedback we give.
Yep.
And the amount of information and feedback we can give to somebody in a very short period of time. So that's something that I think we might want to explore doing a little bit more on the podcast, is actually having you, the listeners, send us things you want feedback from and you want us to chat about, and us doing kind of quick, you know, 2-3 minute feedback rounds that is specific to the work that people are putting out there.
Yeah, I think we can experiment with that and even structure it, because you and I both like giving feedback, and it's nice to give feedback on someone's website or someone's business or someone's idea, or even like anything that can be valuable to other people too. So what I always find interesting is, like, when you do this kind of stuff, how much value, depending on what you're giving feedback on, anyone that's listening to it can get. So yeah, I think you might have just figured out some kind of experiment we might want to do.
Well, again, in the spirit of this, is I think the real behind the scenes and kind of a real open dialogue we have, and we want to hear from you. We need to hear from you. Like, you're the end user at the end of the day, the consumer of the podcast. So let us know if you'd like us to do more of these kind of feedback elevator pitch episodes where we help people, where you can send us anything you want to critique. And maybe here's the first experiment. If you listen to this and you're like, oh my God, yes, please, I would send you, you know, my website or my landing page, or I would send you, you know, anything that you would like to get feedback on that's concrete, right? Just send us an email, and you might find, you might find us giving feedback about whatever you wanted us to give feedback on a upcoming episode of the Startup Show. Just send us an email at steli@close.com and hnchar@gmail.com, and we might collect a few of them and then experiment and run an episode and see how you like it and how we like it, and if we want to make that kind of more of a staple of the show. And in general, any kind of feedback that you have, anything you'd like us to do more of or less of, or anything that you think, oh, this is an obvious improvement, I wish these guys would just do X, that would, yep, be so awesome. Now's the time, right? Sometimes, you know, it's kind of the wrong timing, but right now would be the perfect time to share that feedback with us. We're very open. We're kind of in a stage where we're like taking a step back, looking at it, the big picture, and thinking, how can we fuck around with this? What can we learn next? How can we experiment? How can we expand what we do with a podcast? So any and every kind of feedback is highly welcome. And then look out for us maybe playing around with different things coming up. We might try longer or even much shorter episodes. We might publish a few more episodes in a week to experiment with that. And we might play around with content. So the next couple of months, look out for some new stuff around the Startup Chat. And we'd love to have your feedback along the way. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn things and as we learn what works and what doesn't work.
Absolutely.
All right, that's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.
Looking forward to your feedback.